Over 1,000 students and their allies today took to the streets of Halifax to protest the January 5th announcement by the Dexter government that it had reached an agreement with university presidents to allow tuition fees for Canadian students to increase by 3% for the next 3 years. The province also announced that it will be cutting grants to universities by 3% for 2012 and 2013. Please enjoy the following audio from the day's protests. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe.
I'm really, really happy and really fucking furious to be here today. It is absurd and wrong that you guys have to beg and fight and march for a future. It is absurd and wrong that you guys have to beg and fight and march for public services, your parents, your overpaid university presidents. Our politicians all enjoyed. It is wrong and absurd that you have to beg and fight and march for what your parents and high school guidance counselors encouraged you to do. I'm not sure how you guys are supposed to attend school and pay for it at the same time. Had to miss a class so you could go to work to pay for that fucking class. That ain't right. Maybe you guys need to get creative. Maybe, like, all the science students need to start making math, and all the art students need to start making porn, because that's the only way you're gonna pay these kind of tuition fees. Certainly can't afford these fees on minimum wage. It's drugs or horror money. There's an option. Nova Scotia plans to offer you 3% less future, 3% less tomorrow, and they want to charge you 3% more at least for it. This government spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on ads bragging about our educated workforce while they cut millions of dollars from the K-12 and PSE budget. And that is bullshit. Bullshit indeed, my friends.
Bullshit, 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 bullshit.
When he was still in opposition, Daryl Dexter said, and here I quote directly, "The cost of education is a big problem for students. And the problems our students are facing today are problems our entire society is going to face tomorrow." I know this is a very hipster thing to say, but I like Dexter's earlier stuff better.
So I'm going to do a quick poll. How many of you were at, you know, the thing we had a year ago tomorrow? It was like the March of the Blizzard. Sweet, sweet. Good to see so many of you returning. So, on February 2nd last year, students in Nova Scotia took to the streets en masse through a blizzard. We demanded, and we still demand, that the Nova Scotia government reverse its decision to prioritize budget cutting over students, and that the government invest in the province's future, in the jobs and the citizenship of Nova Scotia. In short, students participated in the historic moment with the simple call: government, live up to your promises, reduce student fees, drop debt. and our message was heard, at least by some. The public responded to our calls, and the government was pressured into adding an extra seat, an extra student representative, to negotiate the Memorandum of Understanding. That, for those of you who don't know, is a multi-year contract between the provincial government and the university presidents that dictates, among other things, how much fees can go up or down, potentially, and how much funding the government gives to universities. So, student reps on that committee were unwavering in our opposition to tuition fee hikes and funding reductions that unfortunately ultimately made it in to the memorandum. Now, during this National Day of Action, we have another chance to have our voices heard. This time, our stage is Canada, and we're taking it over.
Daltrey Rose Campbell-Amir, and I am the VP Finance on the Student Union of NASCAD, SUNSCAD University.
Can you just briefly outline the situation at NASCAD right now?
Yes. Currently, we are $2.4 million in debt, in deficit, as long with like a $19 million debt. And the provincial government has stopped funding us and has not provided us with a grant that they've been giving us from year to year for just to operate. So currently in March, we're facing if we don't get support, we're not going to be able to, we have to close our doors.
There's been a huge outpouring of support for Nova Scotia Needs NASCAD. Why does Nova Scotia need NASCAD?
Well, it's one of the only four arts, fine arts degree granting universities in all of Canada, and it's the only one east of Toronto. And so this is like completely, we have a huge history. We have such big names have been and come through NASCAD as teachers, as students, and if you mention NASCAD in New York, anywhere in Beijing, people know what NASCAD is. So we're important internationally as well as locally.
Now, fine arts degree, perhaps above more different degrees, is most definitely not for financial recompense in the short term,
yeah.
Perhaps even ever. That's not why you would go to a fine arts school. Right. How is this debt load crippling fine arts students at NASCAD in particular?
Well, I mean, debt load, yeah, I mean, since we don't have a specific job title that we're going right into, people are having to be more creative in ways that they can earn their living with their fine arts degree. And, but if you look around you anywhere, everywhere, you see what fine arts degree granted people create. I mean, signs, ships, you know, designing buildings, designing everything. All the ads we see, all the pictures, all the, you know, TV commercial magazines, and beyond that, like, fine art, sculpture that enriches our society and gives it culture and gives it depth and richness of wealth of being. And so, yeah, it's necessary that we be heard, and I think we are today.
I'll let you get back to the protest. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
I'm Larry Haven. I'm a professor in the management department at St. Mary's University.
Why is it important that we protest increased student debt and increased tuition for less education?
Because if we don't protest, they'll just give us more of the same. They're cutting the funding for the universities, which means they have to increase student fees. Students are graduating with huge amounts of debt. and some of them won't be paid off until they're ready for retirement.
This is the second year running that we've had to take to the streets and protest. Is government just not getting the message at this point?
Yeah, I think government's not getting the message. They have other priorities, like helping to build a convention center, stadiums, and frills, when they should be supporting education.
How can professors and other professionals get involved, people who aren't students?
By getting the hell out here. We've got a bunch from St. Mary's, and I see others from other universities, but we need more professors out here. Pretty well all of the professors' unions in each of the universities are supporting this and have asked. And some of the universities, St. Mary's, is allowing professors to let students come out to the demonstrations.
Thanks a lot for your time, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Miles.
My name is Kyle Buitt. I am the Secretary-Treasurer of the Nova Scotia Federation of Labor and President of the Halifax-Dartmouth District Labor Council.
Can you talk a little bit about the links between labor and students, especially on a day like today?
Well, today we had a ton of union activists out with union flags to support the Student Day of Action, and that's really important because students are workers and workers are students. A lot of our members go back to school. Some of them have huge student debts. Many of them want to make sure that their kids can actually go to school. So the links of solidarity just come through the necessities through trying to get a public education, and that movement is going to continue to build, I think, going forward from here.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, I'm Laura Penny. I teach at King's.
Is this like a flashback for you, going back to last year?
95, baby. Yeah, 95. 95, when I was a student, we organized one of these. And yeah, last year as well. And I mean, it's clear we're just going to have to keep making the case, right? Like, it is true that the research is on our side. It is true that investing in education makes good business and civic sense, right? It's one of those rare instances where you have something that is lucrative and ethical, right? But it's clear we're just going to have to keep doing this because they're not listening.
What's wrong with our politicians in Nova Scotia and I guess
they're
across
old.
Canada?
They're old. That's what's wrong with them. They're old.
Does age naturally equate with stupidity or hardness of hearing?
Oh, no, not at all. It's just I don't think they understand how much the job market has changed since they got their cushy jobs. I don't think they understand that you cannot, in fact, right, get a decent job out of high school anymore, as was once the case, right? And I just think that they're, you know, pulling up the ladder behind them because students don't vote as much as old people, right? It's a cynical political calculation on their part, right, that, you know, doesn't matter if we lose some student votes by jacking up fees because there's not that many student voters anyway, right?
What does this portend for the future of Nova Scotia and students in general?
That I will probably see you here again next year. And the year after that, and the year after that. I don't know. I mean, I am actually really worried that we are killing the goose that lays the smart eggs. Right. I mean, this is one of Nova Scotia's most successful exports. It brings over $1 billion into the province. But nobody seems to treat it that way. People just treat it like, you know, oh, it's a big hole where our taxes go to die. And that is not true. Right. That is empirically, utterly false. And so it's my fond hope that, you know, the Nova Scotia government would start investing in 21st century industries like education instead of 20th century industries like fucking convention centers.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Hey, my pleasure.
Bye. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe.